You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for September 1990. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Let's step right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, it seems like we start off just about every edition these days with an apology. This apology is for going to press a little bit late. Seems that I came down with a rather bad cold here about a week ago, and rather than putting together the DX Audio Service sounding like the little kid on the Little Rascals, I guess his name was Froggy, we decided to wait a couple days until the voice got back to shape, and, well, now we can put together the DX Audio Service and sound halfway intelligible. At least I don't sound like a voice synthesizer anymore. Anyways, let's get on with the DX Audio Service, and one thing I'd like to remind you about is the 1990 National Radio Club Convention. I understand from talking with John on the telephone a couple of days ago that the room reservations are filling up fast, and he's had many, many members pre-register for the convention. So I'd like to make mention to all of you that if you plan to attend the 1990 National Radio Club Convention, be sure to get your information in to John as soon as possible. Listen to last month's tape for details on how to get your room reservations and, of course, the convention fee. One thing that we'd like to make clear, which several members asked us about, was the cost of the rooms. It seems, I guess, there was a misprint or something in the information. I haven't reviewed it as of yet, saying something about $55 for the weekend. It's not $55 for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, believe me. It's $55 a night, I think, is what the room rate was. So what you might want to do is just check that information on last month's DX Audio Service just to be sure. And, of course, like I said, be sure to get your room reservations in quick because it seems like it's filling up fast. John seems to think that this might be one of the better National Radio Club conventions because there just is a lot of pre-registrations coming in at the present time. Hopefully, I'll be able to clear away a very hectic business schedule, which looks like it might have me away from the DX Audio Service National Radio Club Convention. But if I get to make it to Pittsburgh, I'll be sure to want to shake hands with all the DX Audio Service members and be able to answer some of your questions, and as well as being able to play Stump the Mikey on Saturday night when we all get Mike up on the podium and be able to ask him tough questions and throw beer bottles. Anyways, just kidding, Mike. We're not going to throw beer bottles. Just fruit salad. One thing we keep mentioning on every edition is that I keep saying I'm going to read the name of names of new members to the DX Audio Service. Well, I keep forgetting, and let's see if we can start out on the right foot by mentioning six new members to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. They are Don Moore, Randall Gittleman, Larry Sabranek, McLeod, I think it's Stennett. I'm having a hard time reading this only because it's not typed too clear, Daniel Perrone, and Victor Schmidt. Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. We also like to remind approximately 10 members that it's time to renew your edition of the DX Audio Service. It seems that the expiration date has come for you, so what you need to do is renew the DX Audio Service. Something which I should bring to your attention is the fact that due to the technical problems, logistics, and damage return tapes, and the volume of tapes that we're now turning out here at the DX Audio Service, we're no longer able to provide the $12 returnable tape service. Now, this new program became effective with the August 1990 edition, last month's edition. So if you were a member under the returnable rate, what you should do is check your label on your cassette, or I should say on the box of your cassette, and make sure that you know what the new expiration date is. And it goes without saying for some of our members that are regular members under the $25 rate, you should check your label every so often just to make sure that the information is correct. Also, we've had several members move away and not let us know. It's not like we're trying to play Big Brother or anything. We just don't want you to miss an edition of the DX Audio Service. So if you plan to be moving or have moved, be sure to let us know here at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service so we can get that information to you as quickly as possible. That is your DX Audio Service. For your changes of address and other information, here is the address you need to send it to. You should send all your address changes or any subscriptions to the DX Audio Service to National Radio Club Headquarters. You can address it to Mike Knitter, K-N-I-T-T-E-R, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-002. 1-800-324. That is National Radio Club headquarters up in Cambridge, Wisconsin. If you have a question or perhaps might want to pay by credit card, the telephone number is area code 609-423-4159. Best time to call Mike is around 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern local time, and please, no collect calls. Well, I'll tell you what, while I go take another throat lozenge, let's listen to Jerry Starr with this month's edition of The AM Switch. Jerry?
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Starting with a big pile of call letter changes, just like always, on 620 WJDX. In Jackson, Mississippi, changes to WJDS, a rather subtle change. On 640 CFGM, Richmond Hill, Ontario, changes to CHOG. That's right, they call themselves Seahog. 730 KXEQ, Ogden, Utah. Well, they never changed to that call, as we reported last month. That call has been set aside, and they remain KSVN. Here's another one out of the same book on 740, WIRJ in Humboldt, Tennessee. Last month, we reported their change to WUNI. They have had second thoughts and have not used WUNI. They set that aside, and they remain WIRJ. 800 WSUZ, Palatka, Florida. This silent station getting a new call letter and should come back on the air soon. We reported last month that it was WPLX. Well, that was a typo from the FCC. Somebody looked at a K and thought it was an X. Make the Palatka, Florida call WPLK. 810, new station in Princeville, Hawaii will be KXDS. 990 KBBQ, Santa Barbara, California becomes KTUN. On 1170, WLKD, Wampum, Wisconsin becomes WMRH. 1190, WHUM, Hughesville, Pennsylvania becomes WKHL. 1220, WGAR, Cleveland, Ohio changes to WKNR. 1270, WXMB, Surfside Beach, South Carolina changes to WYAK. 1400 WBPW, Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. This is a brand new station. They will be WKNW. Also on 1400, WGKT, Buffalo, New York becomes WXBX. And KMLA, Texarkana, Texas becomes KTFS. 1410 KRFD, Marysville, California changes to KMYC. Two changes on 1450, WSRZ, Sarasota, Florida becomes WSPB, and WXCH, Charleston, South Carolina becomes WUJM. 1460, WEWO, Laurinburg, North Carolina becomes WMXF. We have two changes on 1470, WXBG, Burgon, North Carolina becomes WVBS, and WOHO, Toledo, Ohio. WOHO is a long-time standing call in Toledo. They become WWWM. 1510, WTKS, Burnett Town, South Carolina becomes WRKU. 1520, WSVL, Shelbyville, Indiana changes to WOOO. 1550, WGZB, in Corydon, Indiana, becomes WOCC. 1570, WKOL, Amsterdam, New York, changes to WBUG. 1580, WMRE, Knoxville, Tennessee, becomes WDMF. And on 1600, WKXF, Eminence, Kentucky, becomes WXLN. Applications for new stations, we have some on 770 in Youngstown, New York, and in Ridgeway, Pennsylvania, on 1270 Lansing Village, New York, and on 1600 Giddings, Texas. Some of those are reapplications. Applications from existing facilities. Highlights include on 640 WBMX, Zeeland, Michigan. This new station only been on the air a few months, but already they have reapplied to change their city of license to Merrillville, Indiana, which is a move of over 100 miles, and the day power would be 2,500 watts if they move that station. Hope it's in a trailer. On 1020 WNTK, Newport, New Hampshire, wants to move to 720 kilohertz and raise their power to 10 kilowatts. And on 1090 WKII, Port Charlotte, Florida, would like to change their city of license to Solana, Florida, and move their frequency to 1070 kilohertz. many, many otherness items, starting on 810 with WCEC, Rocky Mount, North Carolina. This station has been silent for a long time, and it will be forever now. The station has returned its license to the FCC and will not be back on the air, so you can scratch that one out of your log. That's WCEC, Rocky Mount, North Carolina on 810. Here's another one to scratch out on 840 WTLI, Plover, Wisconsin. A construction permit for a new station that was never built. This CP has been canceled, and the call letter has been deleted by the FCC. A 940 KSWM, Aurora, Missouri. Station is silent. 990 KTUN, Santa Barbara, California. We just told you about that call letter change. They were silent under the call KBBQ, but they are now back on the air. Also on 990 WKXC, Aiken, South Carolina. This station is reported to be silent. On 1000 WSPF, Hickory, North Carolina is silent. 1020 WIBG, Ocean City, New Jersey. Remember last year we told you about this station going off the air on 1520 because their transmitter was right in the middle of a golf course, and the golf course decided not to renew their lease, so they went off the air. Well, evidently they found a new place to put their transmitter because they're back on this new frequency, 1020 kilohertz. And by the way, their format is Traveler Information Radio. About every 5 minutes or so, a tape loop repeats with information of what to do on the Jersey Shore. We imagine that format will change by the time winter gets here. On 1130 WVEF, Camden, South Carolina, station reported to be silent once again. 1140 WEFI, East Hampton, Massachusetts. This is another long-standing construction permit that was never built. The FCC has canceled that CP, and those call letters have been deleted. On 1160 WTYN, Tryon, North Carolina, this silent station is back on the air. On 1180 KDAN, Williams, Arizona, this silent station is in the process of being sold and is expected to return to the air by the end of the year. 1190 WOEQ, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. Here is a new station that is expected to be on the air very soon. Monitors in the Florida area might want to keep an eye, or an ear rather, on 1190 and see when that station comes on the air. They are expected to have a Spanish format. 1250 WINF, Winsboro, South Carolina, station is silent. 1260 KLCY, McMinnville, Oregon, this station was silent under its old call of KCYX. It is now back on the air. 1330 WBIG, Conway, South Carolina, is silent. 1340 KLID, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, this silent station is reported to be back on the air. 1380 WFNW, Naugatuck, Connecticut, another silent station that has returned to the air. 1400 KTUS, Galveston, Texas, this station has been off the air for quite a few months now, but they are reported to be ready to come back on the air once a sale is completed. 1440 WIRE, Normal, Illinois. This station is silent, and our reporter believes that they never even used these calls on the air. They were still using WMLA when they went silent. Also on 1440 WPRS, Paris, Illinois. Silent station back on the air. And on 1440 WBCM, Bay City, Michigan, reported to be silent. That reporter, by the way, is our very own Fred Vobie. 1450 WDSG, Dyersburg, Tennessee, station is silent. 1460 KULA, Manawili, Hawaii, this new station is now on the air. They came on the air July 3rd for their very first day, and we don't know about the pronunciation of the city, but we think that's close. On 1480 WARI, Abbeville, Alabama, station is silent. On 1530 WDEY, Lapeer, Michigan, this station is also silent, although their FM station appears to still be operating. On 1530 KWWB, Creedmoor, Texas, this station was silent but returned to the air, and for the first 3 weeks used the call KGGW, but now they have changed to their new call, KWWB. You'll find it in your log listed under two calls ago, which was KGTN. 1550 KITH, Apple Valley, California, this station has been conducting on-the-air testing, which means they should begin programming soon. 1580 KBYP, Shamrock, Texas, this station is silent and is no longer on the FCC database, so evidently this station has turned in its license and no longer exists, so you can scratch this one off your log. This is a very tiny station, located in a very old, run-down building with torn Venetian blinds and a tiny tower in the backyard in the middle of the panhandle of Texas, a station which we have passed frequently on our motor trips west. And it's kind of sad to see this station go because it was always sort of fun to listen to it. It was one of the very few, very, very small town sounding radio stations left. And finally, we go out of the broadcast band to 1660 with news of KA2XXB in Beltsville, Maryland. Of course, that is the experimental station built to do the NAB antenna anti-skywave testing. The testing has been completed already. As a matter of fact, the tests only took 4 days. After 4 or 5 years of getting this station on the air, in 4 days it was all over. 6:20 through 6:23 was the testing time. Each night the station operated with approximately 400 watts and was monitored in Plainville, New Jersey and Brownsville, Pennsylvania by a team of engineers. The results have not been collated yet, but we're expecting to find out in the middle of September what the results of these tests were. And by the way, if you were lucky enough to hear one of those four nights of broadcast, and they did do station IDs on a regular basis, if you send a correct reception report, you will be receiving a QSL card, and that will be a rare one indeed. And that's about it for now. I'm Jerry Starr, and I'll see you in a month with another edition of AM Switch. And now, once again, we turn you back to our main studios, and here is Fred.
Thank you very much, Jerry. And if you have some information for the AM Switch, all you got to do is drop it on a card or a letter and send it to Jerry Starr, S-T-A-R-R, at WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512. And we're getting ready here to do John Bowker's travel log, and I notice that John has just walked into Studio B. But, John, I should tell you, we here at the DX Audio Service think a lot about you. Now, many of the members don't know this, but John and his wife, Linda, recently purchased a motorhome, which they have nicknamed Rue. Now, John, I've seen you drive your motorhome, so this public service announcement is for you.
Hello again, everybody. I'm John Bowker with another in our one-frequency band scans. We call it the Travelog on the DX Audio Service. And the stations you hear in this segment of the program each month generally date back from, about 20 years ago, right up to the very latest station breaks from all over the country, that many of which have been contributed by audio service subscribers who send in a few minutes of stations in their hometowns, recorded around the hour when you usually get the legal IDs from the stations. Generally, we try to play only the recordings that are reasonably clear. In fact, Paul Mount loves to say that it's funny that Bowker doesn't play any DX catches on the DX Audio Service travelog, and he's quite right, but I figure anybody can record DX catches, so I just stick with the recordings made generally within a few miles of each station. That's why, you know, I'm awful glad I only do AM stations. I'll simply never understand the FM side, I guess, even though I'm on the board of three FM stations, WRMC, WPRB, WWFM, if anyone really cares. But dig this ID from one of our local FMers.
Route 295 South or 195 West to Bordentown, exit 1/2 mile from Stevens. The sale of the decade is over at 10 o'clock tonight.
WKXW traffic. This is News Jersey.
President Bush seeks Saudi.
What do you think of that? Boy, you talk about being proud of your call letters. WKXW in Trenton, in case you... They used to call themselves Kix 101 and a half. Now they just call it News Jersey. Oh, it's unbelievable. And New Jersey 101 and a half. They are number one in the Arbitrons now. I must admit, they've been writing a interesting program log. Anyway, that's a difference. That's FM. Who cares about that? Today, here on the AM DX Audio Service, we have the third of the Clear Channel stations, 660 kilohertz. Now, you know, of the 14 stations actually on the air using this frequency, several operate with 50,000 watts. That's rather rare on these Clear Channels. One's in South Carolina, one out in Arizona. But the dominant Class 1A 50,000-watt station is in New York. And this is the station that has the distinct honor of having broadcast the first commercial. It was for a housing development in Jackson Heights in New York City. The sponsor was charged a toll of $100 for this commercial, and the results were so outstanding that advertising quickly became popular. Now, this was 1923, by the way, and it was really an answer to how to finance a radio station. As a matter of fact, here, listen to just a moment of that commercial.
Friends, you owe it to yourself and your family to leave the congested city and enjoy what nature intended you to enjoy. Visit our new apartment homes in Hawthorne Court, Jackson Heights, where you may enjoy community life in a friendly environment.
Well, now, maybe I've teased you enough. You wonder what station that possibly could have been, and your log from 1923 says, oh, yeah, here it is, WBAY, AT&T in New York. No, if you look a little bit further, look toward about July, you'll find that WBAY was sold to this company called Western Electric, that had no connection, really, with AT&T at that point. And WEAF was the station owned by AT&T. That station, what did it sound like? I don't know. But in 1929, this recording was made.
This is WEAF, NBC in New York.
Okay. So, as I said at the beginning, we go back about 20 years. I said about 20 years. I didn't mean exactly. Oh, dear. So we're already into the 660 tape, starting as we always do at the East Coast and working our way along a radio wave to the South and the West. Do you remember when 660 in New York sounded more like this?
401, the greatest oldies of your life on WNBC New York. The Million Dollar Weekend.
NBC.
I don't care what you say. 660 in New York will always be WNBC for me, and I know for an awful lot of other people, particularly those of us that worked for NBC and RCA and all that sort of thing. Well, now the station break goes on for about 2 minutes at 660 in New York, and honestly, it's a great station. I even listened to this one. Here's how it sounds about on the hour these days.
It's your job, you know, our job as journalists, in quotes, to question decisions, not to, you know, say yes, no, but to ask questions. That's all we're doing. We're just asking questions.
Sports Radio 66, the fan,
WFAN. 1984, Walter Payton breaks Jimmy Brown's rushing record, Soldier Field, Chicago.
High formation, wing to the right is McKinnon, golf wide to the left, they send McKinnon in motion through to the left side. Quick pitch to Walter, looking for the record, cuts back, he's got it, he's out over the 25 to the 26-yard line. Walter Payton becomes the National Football League all-time leading rusher, surpassing Jim Brown on his second carry here in the second half, and that's the equivalent to Hank Aaron breaking Babe Ruth's all-time home run record.
A race to the end. And good morning, 74 degrees, light rain. It's 11 o'clock. This is John Binko with the latest 66 WFAN Sports News. And as we...
And it goes on hour after hour, 24 hours a day with all sports news. They carry the Mets and lots of other good stuff, too. Okay, time to move along on the 660 tape on the DX Audio Service Travelogue for September 1990.
AM 66, Ohio's new clear channel giant, WXIC Waverly.
Oh, yeah, another giant at 660. That's all we need, my goodness sakes. And, you know, not only is it a giant in Ohio, but there's a second 660 station in Ohio that's just moved there from 1560 on the dial, if memory serves me right. And right here on this nice stack of cassettes, I have it all queued up and... Oh, nuts.
Oh, John, don't worry. That's 660 in Michigan, by the way. It's not Ohio, but hold on a second. I got it right here for you. Don't worry.
Professionals at Marlette Community Hospital. We know how to care for you and your family.
Thumb and the Blue Water area from 66 on your AM dial. This is the new WMIC and WTGV-FM Sandusky.
Bobby comes through.
Okay, fine. Thanks, Fred. It's nice to have an up-to-date ID every now and then. Going back, let's see, where were we earlier? 1923. Why don't we go ahead now? Up into Minnesota, the land of 10,000 lakes, and see if there's any news.
We'll break for news, then we're going to be back with some Lloyd Price. Also got Ricky Nelson for you. Paul Moriat and Janis Joplin next hour from the W Gold request line. 9 o'clock, 66. Great W Gold is WVAL. Sauk Rapids, St. Cloud.
This is the NBC Radio Network. Good morning, I'm Gary Nunn.
All right, Gary. Well, perhaps like Gary Nunn, we're going to push on to the west.
This is KSKY Dallas, Texas, 660 on your radio.
Well, I can't say that gives us too much of a feel for what the KSKY puts on the air, But here's a station that there's little doubt as to the program format for this last station that we have at 660.
This is KTNN Window Rock, Arizona.
Kind of interesting, I think, to hear the station break given first in the Indian language and then in English. Well, let's see. You know, I have to admit to a little disappointment in this 660 tape because a number of people have sent in recordings of KCRO in Omaha, and I haven't put them on the tape because I'm looking for a real good one, okay? And from South Carolina, I got nothing. I don't understand that at all. But maybe it's because, really, I'm blocked. And, okay, everybody, one more time. Oh, thank you very much. Okay. Fred, next month we'll do 670, probably some of 680, if not all of it, and who knows, we'll go on from there on the travelogue. And oh, before the tape ends here, I would want to give a tip of the travelogue hat to people who've sent in some material this past month. Mike Smith, as I mentioned, John W. Smith, and Tom DeMeo, sure, and Harrisburg, and Dale Hamm from Alabama. Johnny Ott came up, at least a tape. I don't know when he sent it in, but he got referred to me with a heck of an interesting quiz. We'll have to try another one of those dumb quizzes, Fred, one of these times. And Dr. Rodney Mogg from Austin, Texas. And we're delighted to hear, by the way, Rod, congratulations on your recent appointment to associate professorship at University of Texas at Austin. That's terrific. Delighted. And thanks so very much, too, for the and not only Rod, but everybody, for sending in the IDs that they have. And now, it gives me great pleasure to introduce Bill Hale. Hey, Bill, how you doing? With the Domestic DX Digest.
This is Bill Hale reporting Domestic DX Digest happenings on the September edition of the National Radio Club's DX audio service. It doesn't seem like another month has gone by since we last met, but time really flies when you're having a good time, and I am receiving all these great reports from everyone. Since this will probably be arriving before you attend the NRC's 1990 annual convention in Pittsburgh, let me say I'm sorry I can't attend. Maybe next year's will be held somewhere here in the Great Southwest. But I wish everyone who attends a great time, and pick me up a souvenir or two while you're there. And let's all hear about your convention activities on a muse on next month's audio service. Well, let's get into some interesting things from DDXD as it appears in the pages of DX News. First, in a follow-up to an item from last month concerning the new anti-skywave station, KA2XXB, on 1660, Hank Holbrook sent me a copy of his verification signed by Kelly T. Williams. There's no indication what Kelly's capacity is, whether it's secretary, engineer, or whatever. Exact wording on the very says the station is, quote, designed to suppress the skywave emission from an AM broadcast station in a single direction. So if you've heard KA2XXB, send the verification request to the attention of Kelly T. Williams. By the way, the power listed on the very is 400 watts. Well, Doug Smith of Madison, Wisconsin, reports hearing KSTP 1500 St. Paul, Minnesota, with the audio portion of the 24-hour all-news channel, which is KSTP Channel 5 in the Twin Cities. Doug reports this is on several television stations, but this is the first he's heard it on radio. He logged this catch on July 26th at 06:59 Eastern Listening Time on a Barefoot Super Radio 2. Sean Axelrod of Winnipeg, Manitoba, reports that KHND 1470 in Harvey, North Dakota, is now using new powers as heard during their sign-on as 500 watts until local sunrise, 1,000 watts during daylight hours, and 151 watts after local sunset. Also, they're now affiliated with one of the ABC networks. Sean DX's with an ICF 2010. Well, KMIN 980 Grants Pass, New Mexico was logged on this new channel with country and western music and an ID which went like, "You're listening to the fresh new sound of AM 980, KMIN." This station was formerly on 1400. Tim Hall of San Diego, California bagged this one with an ICF 2010 hooked either to a 1,000-foot or a 1,400-foot long wire. Tim also reports hearing 1240 in Globe, Arizona with their new calls of KJAA, formerly KYOR. He heard this one on June 16th at 2257 Eastern Listening Time. Well, George Vanish of Trucksville, Pennsylvania reports that WHUM 1190 in Hughesville, Pennsylvania has changed formats, and I quote George, "They drop boring country and western, hopefully forever, for oldies, simulcasting WKHO-FM. Their slogan is Cool 95.5. George mentions that since their calls are WHUM now, they are the only station, as far as he knows, to have been WHUM and WBUG, and asks the haunting question, will WBAH be far off? Time will only tell, George. Well, one final item for this month comes from Rick Dow of Oakland, Iowa. He heard WKFR 1360 in Kalamazoo, Michigan, with these calls on June 22nd at 2300 ELT, obviously taking the call letters of and simulcasting WKFR-FM 103. They used to be WKMI. Rick's DX machine is a Kenwood R1000 plus a Radio West loop. Well, don't forget our special edition of DDXD coming in November. Send in your one best medium wave logging of all time. Be sure to include station call letters, its location, the date, time, what you heard, your location at the time, and why you consider it to be your best catch. Time is getting closer for the deadline, which is October 15th, for the November audio service tape and publication in one of the November issues of DX News. Remember, this is a medium wave logging only. My address is 734 Burleson, spelled B-U-R-L-E-S-O-N, San Marcos, Texas, 78666-4335. I'm looking forward to hearing from a lot of audio service subscribers, and it's time to show up those guys from the print media. So until next month, this is Bill Hale with Domestic DX Digest Happenings on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
Greetings once again, Numbers Watchers. Laura McCusker back once again, speaking to you from the summer vacation paradise of the world, Albany, New York, with the latest radio ratings report. These winter and spring results are from the Birch Ratings Service. Starting here in the Northeast, we actually have an AM station at number one in the Hartford market, with AC-WTIC posting a high 16.2 share for the winter, edging out WTIC-FM CHR station, which came in at 16.1. These stations both went down in the spring book, but remained at first and second. In third, AOR simulcasters WCCC AM and FM had a high 9.3 share in the spring. News Talk WPOP, a DX pest here in the Northeast, came in at 12th with a 2.1 share. In Buffalo, CHR is tops, with WKSE posting a high 12.9 share for the spring. In second was WGR-FM playing AOR and grabbing a 9.3 share. AC-WBEN-AM was third with an 8.1. And legendary top 40 WKBW 1520, now, of course, WWKB and a talker, was 12th with a 2.5 share. Going west to Columbus, Ohio, CHR was also tops, with WNCI in first with a 14.6 share in the spring, and WXGT was second with a 10.3. AOR WLVQ was third with a high of 9.6, and Clear Channel WLW from Cincinnati was 13th in the Columbus market with a 2.5 share. Down south in San Antonio, country music was on top, appropriately, with KCYY posting an 11 share. CHR took second honors, and third, as a matter of fact, with KTFM and KITY coming in with 9.0 and 8.5 shares, respectively. News Talk Powerhouse WOAI was number 7 with a high 4.8 share. Out west, country was tops in Phoenix also, with KNIX posting a 9.9 share for both winter and spring. AOR KUPD was next with a high 8.6 share. CHR was in the third and fourth positions, with KLY-FM with a 7.4 and KKFR with a 7.2 share. Midway USA in beautiful Kansas City, we find another AM station at the top of the audio heap, with WDAF 61 Country posting a 10.7 share. That was their worst spring rating in 4 years, but still enough to make them number one. KBEQ Q104 was second with a 7.8 share. The next highest rated AM station tied for fifth place, news talker KCMO had a 5.8. And here in Albany, Powerhouse 81 WGY was tops in the spring, according to Arbitron, with a 9.7 share. Bright and Easy WROW-FM was a close second with a 9.4 share. Rock WPYX-FM tied for third place, along with Country WGNA-FM. They both posted 8.9 shares. And in a note of interest, two CHR stations in the market here, WGY-FM and WFLY-FM, were both cited by Arbitron for running questionable promos during the ratings period. For those of you unfamiliar with this whole mess, it's against regulations to say things like write down which station you're listening to, or if someone asks, tell them you listen to whatever, in an attempt to influence diary entries. Both stations ran such positioning statements, and WFLY's numbers were, as a matter of fact, listed below the line. That means apart from the alphabetical listing of the stations. And incidentally, even while they broke the rules, both stations took a ratings dump, placing 6th and 7th. And I had a request last time to name the top 20 markets in this ratings column, and last time I did manage to get through the top 10. So here now, the remainder of the list, markets 11 through 20. 11 is Miami-Fort Lauderdale, 12 Atlanta, 13 the Nassau-Suffolk area of Long Island, New York, 14 Seattle-Tacoma, 15 St. Louis, 16 San Diego, 17 Baltimore, 18 is Minneapolis-St. Paul, 19 Pittsburgh, and 20 Anaheim-Santa Ana. And if you're into the market thing and would like a listing of the top 50 markets, just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope and I'll get one out to you. While you're at it, why not include some radio ratings info from your local newspaper, especially if you're in a smaller market, as those numbers are sometimes hard to come by. This time around, I'd like to thank Carl Dabelstein for the clipping from the Kansas City Star. And you too can join in all the almost illegal fun. Just send in any information you come across to me, Laura McCusker, that's M-C-C-U-S-K-E-R, at WROW Radio, 341 Northern Boulevard, Albany, New York, 12204. Any input is always appreciated. Until next time, batten down those hatches for winter, and good DX to all.
Next time on Focus on the Family.
Well, Michael, I'm burned up. Have you ever been burned up?
Dr. Dobson examines his lunch and finds an unwelcome surprise.
It is pure baloney. It's baloney, Mike. It's the kind of stuff we've seen so often it kind of eats away at you inside.
It's a look at the dangers of mystery meat on the next Focus on the Family.
Hear Focus on the Family Monday through Friday at 9:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. on Christian Radio 92 Praise.
Well, it's a wonderful way to spend a weekend holiday. Come to Philly for a dilly of the weekend. Around the town, there's oh so much to see.
The Betsy Ross House,
Valley Forge,
and Independence Hall.
Have a look at the Liberty Bell, and you may well recall that history repeats itself, and so will we. Come to Philly for a dilly, and see, we'll be there with you from WCAU.
It's kind of ironic that the lyrics of that jingle say, "And history repeats itself, and so will we," as a Philadelphia news talk radio station is now off the air. CBS shut down its news and talk radio station, WCAU, on August 15, 1990, putting dozens of people out of work at the 60-year-old institution, which was one of the network's first in the country. News and talk were replaced with oldies music, and the call letters were changed to WOGL, the FM sister station. The sudden switch occurred at 1 p.m. as a CBS executive from New York announced the change. CBS spokeswoman Helen Blyberg said that about 35 full-time employees lost their jobs, and about 20 employees will be retained. However, workers put the number of layoffs at 50 or 60. You're talking about a lot of professionals who have put a lot of years into CBS radio, said Al Novak, a reporter with 15 years at the station. Those who lost their jobs included all the news personnel, producers, desk assistants, and announcers. With more on the WCAU story, here's John Bowker.
Well, Fred, listeners to all news radio KYW in Philadelphia at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, August 15th, 1990, heard a rather interesting sequence of news headlines. The first had to do with the Iraqi situation in the Middle East. Then they had some items about celebrations in the South Jersey and Eastern Pennsylvania, Delaware Valley area about the 45th anniversary of VJ Day, the end of World War II. And then the third item caught me up a little short because it was timed to be released at 1 p.m. at the time the announcer was reading it, and it came from CBS in Philadelphia. And when I heard the item, I thought, holy mackerel, wow. And I immediately left KYW and tuned up to 1210 on the AM dial. I didn't have a recorder with me at that moment, so what you're listening to is a recording made the next morning at 10 a.m. Listen.
Good morning, everybody. It's 10 o'clock. This is Highland. Welcome to Oldies 1210.
W-O-G-L, Philadelphia. I see a ready McBobby or Sue.
As I walk
The AM dial has another 24-hour-a-day all-music station. And as a matter of fact, in Philadelphia, we have now what used to be WFIL, calling itself WEAZ at 560, and now at 1210 WCAU, which has become WOGL. I have to admit I'm stunned by the change. And reflecting on this, it's interesting that William S. Paley, who founded CBS, got his start in radio way back in the late 20s, when he and his father noticed that their cigar company sales had risen right through the ceiling when they mentioned the company on the Philadelphia station WCAU. They bought the station, and WCAU, therefore, became really the first of the CBS radio network. And now they've slaughtered it.
Did they slaughter WCAU, or did success of their FM station simply run away? Nancy C. Weidman, president of CBS Radio Division, said that the company changed WCAU's format to, quote, capitalize on the success of WOGL and oldies in this market. WOGL, an oldie station since November of 1987, has moved within the year from 15th to 3rd in its primary demographic market, adults 25 to 54 years old. Before the format change, the station's call letters were WCAU-FM. Jack Riley, a reporter who had been at the station for 18 years, said that changing WCAU-AM to WOGL-AM was the equivalent of losing the Philadelphia Bulletin. The Bulletin, once a leading newspaper in the city, folded in 1982. I guess one can only say what one announcer said at KHJ. Goodbye, WCAU.
We'll keep you well informed on weekend holiday weather.
And you'll know what Mother Nature has in store.
Whether at the World's Fair or Poconos, and all along the Sandy Jersey Shore. Sunny, cloudy, fair, you'll know before you're there. We'll tell you what the weather's gonna be.
The probability
from WCAU.
WCAU is first with the sportsmen, first to bring you the scores. Take that old portable to the beach. The scores and the action are right within reach.
Cause we're first to bring you the sports word, first with the name-making fame. If you're staying at home or floating on the phone, you'll always hear the game.
You lucky sportsman, it's WCAU.
And with that, it's time now to wrap up part one of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for September 1990. On part two, we'll hear from Phil Wayne with a look at Market Scope. John Belker's back with Historical Moments in Radio. And we'll hear a lot of WCAU comments and a whole lot more as we present you the membership in the Musings from Members column. See you on part two of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for September 1990.
When was the last time you bought yourself a brand new LP? It seemed like all the albums and artists and labels and all the music was just gonna come right out and bite you, didn't it? We're 62 WHEN is your radio station, and we're gonna do something about it. We put together lots and lots of LP six-packs, the kind of super hit albums that you really want. Listen for your time to call in and win. It could come at any minute, so remember, the longer you listen, the better your chances are to win.
W-H-E-N.